St. Thomas Episcopal Church practices the hospitality of God in the Puget Sound area. Welcome to a sermon edition of our podcast.
The following sermon was preached on the 21st Sunday after Pentecost, October 18th, 2015, by the Reverend Lex Breckenridge, rector at St. Thomas.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came toward Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" And they said to him, "Grant us to sit, one on your right hand and one on your left, in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and with the baptism with which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand or on my left is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." Then the 10 heard this. They began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that among the Gentiles, those whom you recognize as the rulers lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. For whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave to all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, Lord Christ.
This is going to be a short sermon. Hold your applause, please. This is going to be a short sermon because I'm not going to be the one preaching. In fact, the preacher is actually not with us today, except in spirit. But the preacher did send in today's sermon, and I have very thoughtfully included the sermon in your wrapper. Go ahead and take a look. The check you see right in front of you, that's the sermon. Let me give you a little background on this sermon. Our beautiful chapel has visitors all the time. Visitors who aren't members of St. Thomas. They come to pray. They come to meditate. They come to light a candle for a loved one who might be sick or in trouble. They come to grieve. They come to give thanks. Sometimes they just come to sit in that beautiful, sublime, light-filled space. One such person, a neighbor who's not a St. Thomas member, has been coming to the chapel for several years now for prayer and contemplation. One morning, about 3 years ago, she happened to walk into the chapel just as one of our centering prayer groups was preparing for a sit. The group greeted her and invited her to join their prayer circle. She did, and thereafter became a regular member of the group. Now, our centering prayer groups always save time for conversation and friendship in their prayer time once it's done. And so, over the years, our neighbor was drawn into the circle of friendship which these groups provide. So it was with sadness that the Monday group received the news a couple of months back that our neighbor had found a new job that would keep her from being part of the group most Monday mornings. And there was happiness, too, because our neighbor had been looking for a job for quite some time. But sadness that the new job would conflict with the group's meeting time. And then, 2 weeks ago, on Monday morning, our neighbor returned to the group. Her work had a holiday that day, and so she was free to rejoin her friends in centering prayer. At the conclusion of the prayer time, our neighbor turned to the convener of the group and handed her a folded piece of paper. It turned out to be the check that you see in front of you. The check that is today's sermon. Our neighbor said, "This is my first fruits gift to St. Thomas. It's my first paycheck from my new job. I love St. Thomas and I love this chapel. I wanted to say thank you." Now, let me make that clear. This wasn't 10% of her first paycheck. This wasn't 20% of her first paycheck. This was her entire first paycheck. The first fruits of the abundance from her new job. That she had returned to a place that had been life-giving and healing for her. Moses told the people of Israel that when they came into the promised land, that they should take the first of all the fruits of the ground, which they had harvested from the land that the Lord was giving them. They should place it in a basket and then take it as an offering to God. First fruits giving has come to mean the giving of ourselves out of our abundance, not out of what's left over. I once heard an old boy in Texas say, "Father, I'm tithing off the gross, not off the net." I always appreciated that guy. First fruits giving is a sign of gratitude for God's mercy and generosity, and a sign of faith that God will provide for all our needs, even when it's not completely clear how God will choose to go about doing that. The sermon you are holding in your hands is a far more eloquent testimony to faith than my words could ever be. And it's an eloquent testimony to the impact that God in Christ, working in and through this blessed community of St. Thomas, is having on lives that we may not even be aware of. In gratitude for the chapel, the check says in the memo line. Our neighbor has set a powerful example for me and for my family. The Lord has been so generous and merciful to us throughout our lives. How will we respond from our first fruits? And how will you respond? You're here today and you come here Sunday by Sunday because God in Christ is moving in your life here, or because you are seeking God's movement in your life. What can we offer back to God in thanksgiving for the gifts with which we've been blessed? Will we offer to God from our best? Will we follow our neighbor's example and offer to God from our first fruits? I'm so inspired by our neighbor's gift. As you hold your pledge card this week, prayerfully reflect on God's grace and mercy and abundance in your life. How will you express your thanks? And as you're reflecting on that, remember the sermon that you are holding in your hands right now. Amen.
For more information about St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Medina, Washington, please visit our website, www.stthomasmedina.org. That's www.stthomasmedina.org.